Welcome back to day three of the Hachzik Orcha Tzaddikim program. And we left off last class. We talked about the importance of recognizing that every gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Almighty has given us, we have to maximize and utilize it for the greatest of our ability. Hashem gave us the ability to see. We should use that ability in the greatest way possible. Now, the author continues into the nature of mankind having different types of midos, different types of character traits. And we continue on page 17, Ketzad. How does this go about? Yesh Adam Shuhu Bal Chema V'Koyas Tamit. There are people who have a tendency towards anger. V'yesh Adam Shedatim Yushevas Olav Eina Koyas Klal. And there are others who are much calmer and they don't get angry almost ever. And if he does, yichas kas me'at be'kama shanim, once in a year, once in a few years, he'll get angry. V'yesh adam shuhu gval lev b'yoser. There are people who are extremely arrogant. V'yeshu shval ruach b'yoser. And there are those who are very humble. V'yeshu hu bal tava. And there are those who are extremely going after their urges and can't control themselves. And there are those who can't control themselves and can't live life without fulfilling those urges and desires. And there are those who are pure of heart, very. And then they don't desire physical pleasures and physical urges. Even those that the body needs. And there are those who are very large, and all the money in the world won't please them. They need more and more and more. As it states in Ecclesiastes, those who love money, no money will satiate them. And there are those who do not rush to obtain their needs, shedaila afilu bidvar me'at v'lo yidof lahasik kol tzorko. He doesn't need to fulfill all his desires. V'yeshuhu misagif atzman. There are those who are very, very limiting of themselves. They don't allow themselves the opportunity to have pleasure in this world. Birav, they fast. V'kobetz al yad ve'eno ochel pruta mishalo. Elo bitzar gadol, and whatever they do is with great displeasure. V'yeshuhu me'abid mimono biyadayim l'dato, and there are those who spend their money, even the money they don't have. V'al drochim elu she'ar hadeos, and many such types of traits. Kigon meholol v'onen, ikili v'yishoa, achzori v'rachmon, rach levo v'amitz lev v'kayotze behen. All of these different traits, there are those who are stingy and those who are generous, those who are cruel and those who are merciful, those who are cowardly and those who are courageous, those who are cheerful and those who are depressed. We have many different traits that are all within ourselves. V'chein hadeos, and all of these different traits that man possesses, yesh mehen deos shehoyu la'adam itchilas b'riyaso, lefi teva gufo, there are those who have it from their very nature, v'yesh mehen deos shetivo shel adam zeh michuvon ve'osid lekabel oson b'mheri yose mishar hadeos. There are other traits that a person is inclined towards and can adopt them or can adapt to them. And there are those that a person has absolutely no connection to at all with those traits, but he learned them from others. He absorbed them from his culture, from influences. Or he was thinking about it and arrived at the conclusion of these traits. Or he heard and was inspired to them. And it became part of his nature by learning about the trait and being exposed to it. And there are traits that a person has to utilize wherever he goes, constantly on a daily basis. And there are times that there are certain traits that we very infrequently need to use. And it's a parable to this is like one who's cooking. Yerek, you need to have vegetables, v'basar, you need to have meat, v'mayim, and water, and melach, v'pilpulin, and spices, and salt. V'kol elo aminu tzorach likach mehen echot kashir. And every one of those ingredients, you need to put just the right amount, just the right measurement. Mizeh me'at, mizeh harbe, a little bit of this, a little bit more of that. Im yimat habasar, if he's going to have a less of the meat or less of the chicken or whatever it is that he has, the protein that is in, yamachol raza, then the food will have a certain flavor and a certain benefit to it. Perhaps it'll be a little bit less fatty. Im yarbe melach, and if he's going to have too much salt, lo yenechal machmas milcho, it's going to be too salty and no one's going to be able to eat it. V'chein kulam, and so too with all of the ingredients. Im yimat b'mashetzor harbe, if he's going to have a little bit of what he needs a lot of, or v'yarbe b'mashetzor mehat, or he's going to have more of what he needs a little bit of, yemachal makulko, it's not going to be a tasty food. Aval habaki, but one who understands in cooking, in culinary experiences, asher yikach mikol echad mishkal aroy, a professional chef knows exactly the right quantity of salt and pepper and exactly what's needed to make this food. Oz yehe amachol orev mosak laochlov, in such a way, when it's properly balanced, it will have the proper flavor and everyone will enjoy eating it. Ki inyon ze amidos, exactly like this is our character traits. There are certain traits that we need to invest and utilize those traits regularly. We need to have a lot of humility, a lot of shame, and similar such traits. And there are some traits that very, very little of these traits are ever good. Kigon, hagava, arrogance, va'azos, the chutzpah, achzorius, the cruelty. These are traits that are not very, very frequently needed, and therefore, if one has them, he has to be very, very careful. L'chein yia adam shokel bepeles habino. A person has to use his intellect and know when is this needed, how much is needed, etc. Likach mikol mido shiura, to take from every trait the exact quantity, the exact measure that is needed. Yizor shelo yifchas mimido shetzorach mehem harbe, the mida that he needs a lot of, he shouldn't minimize. Velo yosif mehen shetzorach me'at, and those that he needs a little bit of, he shouldn't use a lot of. Ubezei yagil atachlas hatova, and through this, he will reach the ultimate, he will attain the ultimate good. So I just want to point out here, before we sign off today, that the most important aspect of our growth, of our connecting to the Almighty and living as Jews properly, is to have balance. There's no extremism in Judaism. And a person who has extremism, it's not the way of the Torah. We see this in the Rambam. The Rambam talks about taking the middle road, the golden path. And that is not to be an extremist, not to be extremist in one way, and not to be extremist in another way. Even in the greatest trait of someone who is so generous and so kind, extremism is not good. If a person gives away everything he has and now doesn't have food for his own family, such a person would be neglecting his own responsibilities towards his family, and therefore would be neglecting all of his responsibilities, even though he's utilizing a good trait of kindness, but too much kindness could do terrible damage as well. We have to be very careful of extremism. My dear friends, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, day number 4.